There are some really cool things in Psalm 56. I know, I say that over and over again. It's another psalm of David when he was in conflict with the Philistines. Good thing those people don't live around anymore, right? The land of the Philistines. I call this one, "The Light of the Living." "Be gracious to me, O God," verse 1, "for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My foes have trampled upon me all day long, for there are many who fight proudly against me. And when I'm afraid, I'm going to put my trust in you." Pretty good for a king, right? Confessing, admitting that he is afraid. "I'm going to put my trust in you, O Lord God, whose word I praise, in God in whom I have placed my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps, and they have waited to take my life." This is pretty aggressive, right? Well, he was a king. "Because of wickedness, cast them forth. In anger, put down the people, O God. You have taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not all in your book?" Isn't that beautiful? "You have taken account. You have paid attention to my wanderings, and you have put my tears, not in a bottle, but in your bottle." I wonder what other tears are in the bottle that God is saving with regard to suffering. "Are they not in your book?" That's why suffering makes us so special. You get it? "Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God whose words I praise, in the Lord whose words I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Your vows are binding upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Indeed, my feet have been kept from stumbling." And get this, what a great way to end this psalm. "So that I may walk before God in the light of the living." That's beautiful. Psalm 56.